The Business Hour with Oliver Heng on OFM.
This is the OFM Business Hour on the sound of your life. I'm Oliver Heng. After updating some key cost assumptions, Eskom has confirmed that it will be applying for a 32% tariff hike for implementation on April 1st, 2023. Now, the state-owned utility is also applying for a 9.74% increase for its subsequent financial year. The increases are outlined in an addendum to Eskom's fifth multi-year price determination application, which includes those relating to the cost and use of diesel for its open-cycle gas turbines, and interestingly, as well as independent power producer costs. To weigh in on this latest development, as well as the relentless load shedding that the country appears to be experiencing at the moment, we're hearing from the CEO of the Northern Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Sharon Steyn. Sharon, thank you so much for joining me on the Business Hour. It's such a pleasure. What are your thoughts on the 32% Eskom tariff hike, I guess in the midst of all the load shedding developments as well?
I think I would like to say on behalf of business, it is totally unacceptable. We are definitely going to oppose it. No business, whether we are a large company or small companies, are going to be able to afford it. And I mean, what are we actually paying that 32% for? To sit more in the dark than actually have light? A business is going through a tremendous difficult time at the moment, especially with the economic situation that we're in. And now Eskom wants to ask this ridiculous request. Sorry, and that is bluntly what it is. I'm saying is no, we as business will not accept it. And yes, we will take it further if we have to. We are going to go through our head office, SACI, as well, and we will speak to them and see how we can try and deal with this matter, because we can't let businesses close through this, and that is what's going to happen.
I mean, they are struggling financially. How do they then counter that financial struggle, do you suggest?
If a person goes and has a look at their financials and just can have a look at the financials that are paid out to the company, the directors, the CEO, et cetera, maybe if they cut that and took some of the bonuses away, we might already have a bit of a problem that could be solved. But I mean, they one of the highest, I think they're the third or the fourth highest paying company that there is. So it doesn't make logical sense to me. They're saying that they have a financial problem, but look how they pay their staff. Doesn't make sense to me. Then in other words, they need to relook at that and relook at their financials on how they're paying their staff, either cut their staff if they want to keep the figures that they have, or, I mean, what the CEO himself earns is absolutely ridiculous. Sorry, but it's fact. In today's world, you've got, and then we're sitting with load 6, possibly going to 7, but everything's collapsing, but they're just paying and paying and paying. You can't do it. It's unacceptable.
Sharon, I mean, how will this 32% tariff hike, should it be greenlit, impact businesses, particularly in your region?
It's going to impact them very, very badly. Apart from the fact that it's going to be an increase, remember, with the load shedding that we're sitting already, that is destroying business hugely, because a lot of the companies, when there is a load shedding, they have to close for their 2 hours or 4 hours. So they are losing income. How are they supposed to pay their staff? So the businesses are going to be, obviously, at a certain time, they're going to have to obviously retrench. So we're going to be looking at unemployment. We're going to be looking at businesses possibly closing because they can't keep their doors open. And then we've still got to go and put an increase to that. It can't. In the economic situation that we're at the moment, it is just totally beyond explanation. A small business, especially a small business, to close their doors for 4 hours, no logical person, sorry, can tell me that they can do it. And with also what is happening, obviously, with the load shedding, a lot of the computers, the fax machines, etc., are also all breaking. And you can also only replace them up until a certain stage. And then your insurance is not going to be paying back neither. So it's just a catch-22. And actually, it's not even a catch-22. It's a disaster. And I just feel Eskom is really busy killing our country. That is a fact. They're killing the country. They're killing business. They can't do it. I understand they're having problems. But my issue is, if they're having problems, why are they not being fixed?
How are businesses surviving this load shedding period? I mean, I've heard really scary amounts that some small business owners in our region, in terms of money that they have to spend just to run the diesel behind the generators, it's quite a mess of a situation.
It's huge. huge. I mean, it's very easy to say, you know, a business can go and get either an inverter or they can go and get generators, but do they realize what that costs? A big company or a corporate could possibly do that. But I mean, even them, it's difficult because even the corporates are battling at the moment. But I mean, a small business to go and get just an inverter, as a matter of fact, I got a quotation yesterday just for our office. And a quotation on an inverter, the least that you can pay is almost 6,000 rand. Now, where's any company going to be able to do that in today's economy? Then you stop paying increase in rates and taxes. We're sitting no water. I mean, we're going into a lot of things now. Then we're sitting with the load shedding. We're sitting with interest hike. We cannot do it. I can see our country and unemployment is going to take a huge hike. And I mean, we're already sitting on such a high unemployment rate. And then you go and get a union who are asking businesses and the private sector to give increases. How is the private sector supposed to give increases if 60% of the day they're sitting there and their business isn't even operating because we've got load shedding? It's really a complicated situation. And I mean, I can say it now. I was at Artu the other day with a handover of their memorandum, and I hear exactly what they're saying. I think business is basically on 90% of what they are talking about. Business feels exactly the same. We can't do it. Cannot carry on like this. And Eskom and Nasha, if Nasha even thinks of trying to support Eskom on the 32% increase, I don't know. But as I say, we will definitely oppose. Definitely.
We will be looking out for those developments there as the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry sets to oppose this request for 32% tariff hike from power utility Eskom. That was Sharon Steyn. She's the CEO of the Northern Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Now, you can re-listen to our conversation by paying a visit to ofm.co.za. Click on News and then on Business.
The Business Hour with Oliver Eng on OFM.